Major League Baseball may be confronting its greatest crisis since the Black Sox scandal of 1919. Some of the most famous names in that sport and some of their most famous records may now be called into question because of the growing scandal over the use of steroids among players. The name that figures most prominently, of course, is Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants. He's apparently told a federal grand jury that he's not certain what he's been taking. Now, he not only holds the record for most home runs in a single season, 73, he is advancing on Henry Aaron's all-time home run record of 755. You can take gold medals away from a track star who turns out to have been juiced up on illegal steroids, but what can you do in team sports where each statistic fits into another? Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us this week from Boston. Ron, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And look, this is a 7-time most valuable player. Can you just say, okay, keep three of them?
Well, it's clear something has to be done, Scott. I mean, imagine one of baseball's most hallowed records being under a cloud like this. What I'm wondering is whether the investigation should stop with Bonds. What about the pitchers, Scott? Do you know how hard it is to walk Barry Bonds when he's up there swinging for the fences? How do we know they aren't taking some illegal substances to buck up their courage when they're out there trying to follow their manager's orders themselves and walk the guy? And once we've started with asterisks and the thought of taking away records and changing outcomes and so on, who knows where it will all end? How about the games Pete Rose managed? Are they tainted? I think once you start this, what I'm trying to say here, yeah, is that this is a pretty slippery slope and kind of silly. It seems to me that if you go back and try to rewrite the rules and try to do something that you really are only doing because you're worried about what people are thinking, that you're just opening up a can of worms that is never going to be closed again. Or you're going to say that we were playing under a certain set of rules in terms of steroid detection. That was then, and this is now. And we're going to move forward from this point.
Mm. Well, but let me ask. As Barry Bonds advances on Henry Aaron's home run record of 755, that's the kind of event that under ordinary circumstances people should be celebrating, and he should be celebrated for breaking one of the most hallowed records in sports. Probably not going to happen that way this time because people doubt the basic integrity by which he achieved those home runs.
The question is whether they really do doubt that or not, or whether that's something that they're being told they should doubt. We'll see next year, Scott.
Let's end the conversation talking about something that gives people a good deal of pleasure, and that's celebrating the career of Mia Hamm. She played her last game for the U.S. national soccer team this week. 158 goals in international competition over the years. That's more than any other man or woman. World Cup titles in 1991 and 1999, Olympic gold medals in 1996 and 2004. This is one of the country's great athletes.
Well, Scott, strictly from the standpoint of influence on the future, Mia Hamm would have to be ranked as one of the most important athletes in a long, long time. You know, there's always been a history of little boys wanting to grow up to be like Mike or the latest hero of the moment, but nothing at all to prepare us for the legions of young girls wanting to be like Mia. I guess if she had a failure, she'd tell us that it was not being able to make women's soccer viable as a spectator sport, yet, at least, on her watch. But you know what, Scott? Given the choice between million girls and women playing the game and a few hundred getting paid for playing it, I think I know which one she'd choose.
Yeah. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.